AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Jurors have begun deliberating two major trials in Massachusetts. A panel in Fall River is considering the fate of former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez, who is charged with murder. Another jury deliberated about 7 hours before calling it quits for the day in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin thinks it'll take the jury at least a day or two to return a verdict.
I would assume there are any number of lengthy, complicated instructions, particularly on the law conspiracy. So I wouldn't be surprised either way.
A blast at a Maryland electrical transfer station led to widespread power outages across Washington, D.C., and its suburbs today.
Some outages were brief, like at the White House and Capitol, but some lasted longer, forcing evacuations at Smithsonian museums. Officials blame it all on a mechanical failure, and White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Homeland Security Department does not suspect something more drastic.
That they do not currently see a nexus to terrorism or anything like that.
For Admiral Bill Gortney, who heads the U.S. Northern Command, it shows key infrastructure is fragile.
Are the backup systems that we put in place, do they work?
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Prolific character actor James Best, best known for his playing of the giggling and inept sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane on The Dukes of Hazzard, died today at age 88 of pneumonia.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Best's wife says he died last night in a North Carolina hospice facility. This is AP Radio News. Illinois State University's associate head basketball coach and a deputy athletics director are among the seven people killed in the crash of a small plane in central Illinois. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage told WLS the Air Traffic Control Center in Peoria was in contact with the twin-engine plane shortly before it crashed.
They had radar and, I believe, radio contact with Peoria Airport. That contact was lost.
There was heavy fog at the time of the crash. A top aide to President Obama says the White House's classified computer systems are secure, while acknowledging vulnerabilities in its classified system. The comments came in response to a CNN report today that Russian hackers gained access to sensitive information, such as the president's private schedule. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.